Aurelia Matters welcomes letters to the editor, dave@aureliamatters.com. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The following letter from Barry resident Gwen Petraman talks about the health benefits of kids walking to school. The number of kids being driven to school has increased dramatically over the past few decades. In 1986, about 56% walked to school, according to a Toronto Star story published September 6, 2022. By 2016, kids aged 11 to 13, the number of kids cycling or walking has decreased to 27.9%. In the last 5 years alone, 5 deaths and 31 injuries among children under 14 occurred near schools during the school year. Statistics show the vast majority of school-aged kids still aren't getting enough physical activity. Only 5% of children and youth in Canada between the ages of 5 and 19 reach the daily minimum of 12,000 steps. Unnecessary car trips to and from school are responsible for 20% of all morning rush hour traffic. Toronto Star, September 6. There are a myriad of benefits of walking to school. Enhancing a child's psychological well-being. Becoming more attentive and alert. Increasing concentration. Improving memory. By improving alertness, concentration, and memory, overall academic performance improves. Increasing energy levels. Asterisk more flexible. Improving coordination. Helping make muscles stronger and leaner. Strengthening immune system. Reducing body fat. Helping control body weight and greatly reduce chances of becoming obese. Helping make bones strong and healthy. Reducing risk of developing non-insulin diabetes, University of Toronto, Gheorghe Mamon PhD. The question that begs to be answered is, why would any parent deprive their child of such astounding benefits that can be achieved by the simple act of putting one foot in front of the other? And as an extra bonus, parents do not have to fork out any extra money. Here are some worthwhile suggestions for parents. If you honestly believe it is too far for your child to walk, then drive them partway to school, say one-third to one-half of the distance, and let them walk the rest of the way. It is a win for everyone, including the ecological health of the environment. Parents will help reduce the nasty disease triggering pollutants spewing out of hundreds of cars in front of the school. One cannot help but wonder about the negative impact of children getting out of cars in front of their school and breathing in the poisonous exhausts of dozens and dozens of cars. As well, parents will save on gasoline and help reduce dangerous traffic jams in front of schools. Starting tomorrow, help your child reach 12,000 steps by the simple act of walking. Gwen Petraman, Barrie.